and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of the third hour, final half hour today's show, this Wednesday, October 16th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One of the things that we are looking at here in discussing politics, Michigan news, Michigan politics, all the things that we talk about, is the perception. The perception of these candidates. One of the people that we talk to, one of the people that we are being advised on Vicky's campaign for county clerk, said the information getting out, disseminating to the public. People talking door to door, talking to their neighbors, talking to people that they may be getting a walking list from a campaign, people who may have information for you. Best source for that is your county chairs. Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. They have the walking list. They know who the registered voters are that are part of your local community, your local county. That's where you can make the most impact. Even though they have all these political events, sign wavings, rallies, different things happening for presidential candidates, the local candidates are the ones that really need your most help. School board races, county commissioners, county clerks, state representatives, if you're in a seat that potentially could flip, this is something that you might want to consider doing. The best way to get involved is to contact the campaign directly themselves. And if they don't respond right away, then reach out to the county party. They have the information. They have what you can do. You can make phone calls. That's the number one easiest way to do this, is simply get a calling list. These are people that perhaps may have gotten an absentee ballot already, but they haven't turned it in. People that are maybe voting 9 days early voting, which starts a week from Saturday, October 26th. Or people that are going to wait and vote on Election Day, November 5th. So, that's the best way to do it. Choose a candidate that you want to help get elected. Contact that candidate, make phone calls, knock on doors, put up signs, do whatever you can do. Now, one of the things that we are looking at in these races, not only the money that's being spent on campaign ads, mailers, and different things like that, but you have to look at what activities are going on by volunteers and others that are in the process of working for the campaigns. One of the things that we're looking at is people who are considering making phone calls, knocking on doors, being organized through local county parties, campaigns, also being solicited by national organizations. How many have you been getting text messages from outside organizations? Charlie Kirk, for example, Turning Point USA, they've been sending out a lot of text messages where they have phone banks for young people. They want you to contact young people and maybe make an appeal to get them involved to vote. One of the things that we are also looking at here is the possibility that you may want to be involved in working for the local election clerk. With the 9 days of early voting, many clerks are still looking at potentially hiring election workers. Being that it's starting a week from Saturday, might be too late for the training, but you could also be there as a poll challenger, somebody that just wants to be there, a concerned citizen, to observe the process. Handling of the ballots take place at the end of the night on election night, Tuesday, November 5th. 8 o'clock, the polls close. People then will be handling the ballots, transferring them into secured bags or boxes and sealing them. You could simply choose to be there and be a poll observer. Local clerks don't have a problem with it. You do have to identify whether you're a Republican or Democrat or independent. Technically, they're supposed to have equal number of Republicans and Democrats involved in that process. Between election inspectors, election workers, poll challengers, and even poll observers. So if that's something you're interested in doing, very simply contact your local clerk and find out if you need any training ahead of time or if it's something you can do on your own. So, lots to do, lots of things to participate in if you're interested. Now, one other story that I did want to get to today, talking about absentee ballots. These are based on news reporting sources coming into the Secretary of State's office. According to the Secretary of State, more than 670,000 people have already submitted their absentee ballots in the state of Michigan. However, this is 300,000, roughly two-thirds the numbers compared to the 2020 presidential election. More than 2.1 million absentee ballots have been requested for the November 5th presidential election. Of those 2.1 million, 670,000 have been returned with just 3 weeks left. That is down 300,000 compared to the 2020 election. 2020 election saw roughly 976,000 absentee ballots had been returned with the same number of days left in the election. Also, more than 700,000 people had requested an absentee ballot. Secretary of State officials point out that the 2020 election did take place during the social distancing restrictions that were enforced during the China virus COVID-19 pandemic. Absentee ballots can be returned to the clerk's office in person or Dropbox before the polls close 8 p.m. on Tuesday, November 5th. Again, early voting in person begins a week from Saturday, October 26th through November 3rd. One of the political consultants, Mark Gribner of Practical Political Data, reported on Friday that Democrats across the state are more likely to have already turned in their absentee ballots than the Republicans who have requested them. In speaking with MERS News Service, he's projecting that roughly 5.5 million people will vote in this 2024 presidential year. This is an increase of potentially of about 10% more than voted in the 2020 presidential election. On Monday, often referenced UMich voter, the Twitter name for Kay Lamba, who now works as an early vote tracker for VoteHub.us, reported that Detroit was leading with 40% of the absentee ballots that were sent out already having been returned. Second place, right behind Detroit, Flint, Michigan. Flint, Genesee County coming in at 39%. Midland County, right next door, at 38%. So what does that tell you? even people who vote absentee, roughly about 60%, potentially 2 out of 3 people have not even turned in their absentee ballots just yet. That's why sharing the PAGS video is critical. That's why you have to text me PAGS. That's why you have to send it out to people you know in your contact list. One last point on this. Absentee ballots do not have to be voted on. If you requested an absentee ballot, but decided that maybe you want to vote in person on election day, all you have to do is bring your absentee ballot with you. You can surrender it, or if the clerk will allow it, you can actually vote on it and cast the ballot that you now have possession of. The only difference, instead of dropping it off at the clerk's office or putting it in the drop box before the polls close 8 p.m. on Tuesday, November 5th, you can actually submit it and put it into the tabulator yourself. Either way, you can do it. So, you're not too late. You don't have to rush out to vote via absentee ballot. And whatever you do at this point, do not mail it. The mail cannot be trusted this close to the election. You don't want it to be lost in the mail. You don't want it to be delayed. You want to make sure, drop it off in person to your local clerk. Many of them have drop boxes right outside their office. They collect them every single day. So that's the process. This is the information you need to get out to people. The PAGS video, folks, needs to go viral. If you're listening to the show, if you haven't done it yet, text me PAGS. I'll send you the video. It's something you can share. One of the other aspects to this, the process of getting the information out there, falls on us. It falls on us, the people who listen to the show, the people that know what's going on, the people that want to share the information. You need to be a storyteller. You need to get this information out, and you need to share it. Now, I go off the microphone at 12 noon. I'm available on the replay of this show today. It'll be repeating on the website for the show, yourdefendingfathers.com. The podcasts are listed. You can listen on demand anytime. If you decide you want to text me PAGS later in the day or tonight, no problem. I monitor my phone until I go to bed. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I have quite a few listeners in the Presque Isle County area. People that you know that live in Presque Isle, Rogers City, Onaway, Hawks, whatever. There's two text messages that applies directly to all of the candidates running for Republican in Presque Isle County. If you want that screenshot texted to your phone that you can share with people in Presque Isle County, text me PI for Presque Isle County. PI Presque Isle, I'll send you the flyer. If you know people who live in Onaway, in the Onaway School District, text me Onaway and I'll text you the screenshot of the six candidates that the Presque Isle County Republican Committee has endorsed as a slate. Six concerned citizens running for school board in Onaway. This is important because the county party took it upon themselves to raise money. Bob Britsky, the chair, Monica Drzezinski, his other members did a phenomenal job of putting on their Reagan Day dinner, raising money to help their vetted and endorsed candidates to win the election this year. I'm asking for you to share this information with people that you know that live in that county, people that live in Onaway in the Onaway School Board. Very simply, text me PI, text me Onaway. I'll send you both if you'd like. Then all you have to do is forward the screenshots, the text messages to people you know that live in those counties or live in the Onaway School District. One of the processes that we're looking at is helping candidates that align with our values, our principles, that we feel should be elected to improve those communities. If the county party feels that these are the candidates they want to be elected, then it's our job to get that information out there. And if you live in Sheboygan, you're listening right now in Gaylord, Petoskey, Charlevoix, St. Ignace, Sault Ste. Marie, wherever you're at, but you know people that live in Presque Isle. You know people who live in Rogers City, Onaway, Alice Township, whatever. Please, please take the time to text me so I can send you these screenshots so you can forward them to those people you know that live in those communities and say, please consider voting for these people. If the local county party took the time to look at the candidates, to vet them, to determine whether or not they feel these are the people they want serving in these elected positions, it's our job to help them to accomplish what their mission was in helping them get elected. That's what we do on this show. I've had other people ask me about the Supreme Court. Well, not going to be a sexist here. I'm not going to be a male chauvinist pig, but the facts are the facts. The two liberal progressive women supported by Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrat Party. The Republicans that were nominated at the state convention are two men. The acronym I've come up with, because we're watching playoff baseball right now, is outfielder. Outfielder. OF. That's listed on a scorecard if you're keeping score. Well, it stands for O'Grady and Fink. O'Grady and Fink. Now, these are nonpartisan positions, folks, for the Michigan Supreme Court. Why do they do that? Well, per our Constitution, per our election laws, the powers to be back in the day determined that judges, especially Supreme Court justices, should not be partisan. However, they are nominated at the respective nominating conventions for each party. Republicans have put up two candidates. Democrats have put up two candidates, but they're just not listed on the ballot with an R or a D. So we need to inform people. I get text messages every single day, people saying, Randy, who should I vote for Supreme Court? Outfielder, O'Grady and Fink, O and F, and the two men, Andrew Fink, William O'Grady. The others are women, and we're not supporting them, and we hope that the two Republican constitutional rule of law judges will get elected to the Michigan Supreme Court, something we need to do in this state. O'Grady and Fink. Make sure you get that information ingrained in your head and text it, send it to your friends that you talk to. Now, we do have other text messages going for today's show. Again, PAGS, we'll send you the PAGS video. 10X, I will send you the text message from Lance Griffin. You can take advantage to be able to search for these Republican low propensity voters on the website 10xvotes.com. It's all part of what we do for today's show. So appreciate you guys being part of it. Again, listen on demand anytime. Just go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and click on podcast. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I